Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate, and this is episode 12. And today we are going to be talking about the blockchain game Aurori. Now, Aurori is a JRPG game with a free-to-play solo game mode, as well as a multiplayer mode. And what really made me want to do an episode on this game was the trailer they released just a few weeks ago. I love the art style that they're showing here, and it really looks like this is going to be a beautiful and relaxing game. And like some of the other games I've talked about, it also looks like they will have some collecting mechanics similar to Pokemon. Now, before we go any further, this game has not been released yet, and we actually don't have a date for the alpha or beta yet, but from some of my poking around, it sounds like they're aiming for quarter four, so maybe in a few months we will be able to play this game, which is pretty exciting. As far as their main token, no token has been released quite yet, but it will be called Ori. That's spelled A-U-R-Y, kind of hard to say. But Ori is going to be built on the Solana blockchain, and this offers them scalability and low fees for an optimal user experience and low barrier to entry. Now, if you see someone offering you Ori on Discord or on some website, just know currently it's a scam because you're not able to buy it just yet. The Aurori Marketplace, which is going to be coming out, will be sort of the central hub for you to use this token, and you'll be able to use this marketplace to buy and sell and trade items, consumables, and cosmetics. So once this game comes out, hopefully in the next few months, let's figure out how we play. So from how the devs have described this game, it's going to be like two games in one, the solo mode and the multiplayer mode. The solo mode is going to be sort of a side-scrolling game where you fulfill quests, talk to computer characters, and defeat opponents in order to advance the plot. The exploration in this mode is what really captured my attention, especially in the trailer, and you can tell they really have some great artists working on this project. I highly recommend checking out the trailer, and I'll provide a link in the show notes. According to their website, it looks like the main activity in this game is going to be finding these mystical creatures that are living in the world called Nephtys. Now, Nephtys will be similar to the Pokemon or Axies that you collect in different games. When you defeat Nephtys in the world, you will actually acquire them as NFT cards that you will own. Those NFT cards you will then be able to use in the multiplayer mode, and you will be able to compete with other players to gain additional rewards. In addition to that, each time you complete a quest, you will gain some tokens that will be usable to play in the multiplayer game or buy items in the marketplace. Next, onto the multiplayer mode. This actually will not be free to play, as they've talked about, that you will possibly need some tokens in order to play each time. There may be some gas fees associated. So who knows if you're going to be able to make enough tokens in the solo mode to be able to play the multiplayer mode without investing some money. But we will see once the game comes out. Once you start the multiplayer mode, you will challenge other players, and you will choose five of your items or cards to fight in a contest. In order to start a contest, you have to pay an amount of tokens. So like I said, not free to play. After that, all the creatures will start battling based on their specific attributes, and the winner will reclaim all the tokens paid to start the battle. So you will win what the other person put in as their entrance fee. There will also be a leaderboard rewarding people who have played the most and who have won the most with incentives such as mythic items or token giveaways. This will also be updated on a weekly and monthly basis to incentive people to keep playing, which is something that a lot of games have struggled with, as user bases can decline if incentives aren't there to keep people playing. So from reading their website, it really seems like there's going to be an interesting link between earning NFTs in the solo mode and earning tokens, and then using them to win rewards in the multiplayer mode. So this sort of give and take between these two modes is going to be really important to the longevity of this game, and it'll be interesting to see how long this solo mode is, how many rewards you can win, and after you complete it, are you just going to stop earning things? And will you just be able to play the multiplayer mode? So we will see what happens when the beta comes out later. Where I find this game may really shine, especially for people looking to make money in blockchain games, is their use of staking rewards in-game. So players will be able to stake their Ori tokens, one in both game modes. Staking will make players eligible for NFT drops, as well as allowing users to earn yield based on the volume of the marketplace. And in addition to this, what's really interesting is that you will be able to stake your actual NFTs to earn rewards, and stake any money you win in the multiplayer mode. So being able to stake your NFTs as well as your tokens could really give you some passive income, especially if you're able to earn quite a bit early on. This is a mechanic that I've heard of a couple games implementing, but it will be interesting to see how Orori does this. So my final verdict. I am really excited for this game, especially after looking at the trailer, looking at their website, which is still pretty unfinished, but the visuals just look great, and they've only shown really a little bit of the gameplay, but I like the color palette, the NFTs look great, the way you can turn them around, and they have sort of this 3D feature to them. It looks like they've really put a lot of effort into the artwork. I will keep following their Twitter and Discord, and hopefully they will be releasing some more updates in the near future, especially with when they plan on releasing their actual token and how you can get in first there. Hopefully I will be able to do another episode once the beta is finally released. So that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing or what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!